Practicing What I Preach, Escaping the Globalist Pulpit. By End Politicians, March 9, 2023. Blog, Scum of the Earth, The Human Condition, Writing. Insensible Banking Limited like progress, enhancing unnecessarily irradiated bikini atoll sands through the now globalist digitized hourglass of deceitful destruction. These are the nays of our lives. Well, my life anyways. Want to be cool like me? Join the club. Membership entails shunning globalist-affiliated corporations and entities. Parliamentary democracies be damned. And on a side note, of course donating to this website will undoubtedly get one closer to heaven. Wink, wink. Praise the Lord. It is time to fathom the phantom of the operatically induced fad lady oh so strenuously and cannibalistically gorging upon the overabundance of fleshed-out skin-clad eaters, as she, through warm body consumptive warming of her coming vocal cord finale supreme gets ready for humanity's chunderous projectile volley laid bare, spewed forth, leaving no option other than for the antiquated curtain to ceremoniously fall, in iron replete fashion, used in one final act. Like the deteriorated threadbare chamois that it is, to sop up the roiled expanse of anomalous infected cohesiveness that has somehow been passing as a functional stage worthy of treading upon. Then onto the trash heap of history. Though such a health hazard must surely fully retire by funeral pyre, no? Then something about Arizona, right? The globalist anthem. But what is one doing about it? Let me critically and cryptically speak for myself in a two-finger synaptic translative output-input altering medium brought forth and taken away within the connective realm of the true informational exchange fomenting a new creative destruction the likes the hated arrogant brunt of historical norms will non-legislatively meet their own making of that bed held to account to be laid bare in. Truly no clothes indeed. Hung like a horse-throated fat lady. I would draw upon those hindquarters. A scarlet letter. Globalists. Supporting their globalist systemic rot. No longer on my digitized watch. How about yours? Forget the sleepwalking, time for some wake running. Funerary rite? You can bank on it, or not. After coming to the realization that TD Bank, and Royal Bank of Canada, my bank of adult entirety, was indeed a partner, and undoubtedly stakeholder in the 360-degree globalist yankfest systematically engineered by the conglomeration of globalist sleaze debauching the earth under the banner of the World Economic Forum, a decision was made, to no longer be a host to their parasitical globalist cancer. Time to stop playing along. Tag, you're it. When the COVID scam in its infancy first started and society began the long rapid decline into the depths of idiotic despair and infantilism of which are still clambered onto by a great many, and perverted entities, I went to TD Bank to do some banking and showed up to a couple of TD tellers standing at one of those plastic fold-out tables placed outside the entrance. These bank tellers were wearing face masks and face shields simultaneously and asking for people's names, phone numbers and writing them down on a list before letting in one person as another left the premises. Mass psychosis, what a joke. Come on, you all remember. Heck, you might have played along. When one does not stand up to tyranny, injustice, etc., insanity on earth cometh. The esteemed professionals took us there. Sponsored by millions who knew better while playing along. Time to arrest their development. Anyways. It was my turn for name and phone number. I told her it was none of her business and that I just wanted to do some banking. She did not know what to do and tried to assure me of the seriousness of the situation. The sheeple in the line were getting nervous at my flouting of obedience. I looked back and could see and sense the lack of rational thought, common sense, and clear void of any backbone whatsoever. Go get the manager, I said, I want to close my bank accounts right now while on the sidewalk, and settle it in cash. Well, she let me in void of name and phone number. What a joke. Heck, you might have played along. When one does not stand up to tyranny, injustice, etc., freedom convoy cometh. That was the last time I went to a bank teller. Until this past Saturday, that is. I'll give you a hint. It was not my globalist cartel sponsoring sponsor TD Bank teller. Found myself a credit union. There was not a rainbow flag in sight. Yeah, some are open on a Saturday too. Quite convenient. Set myself up to jettison the globalist racket. Flotsam and jetsam in a sea of filth. My tax-free savings account has been set up at my new credit union, as has my checking account. My new chequebook is on order, as is my new credit card, and once those arrive it is goodbye forever TD screw you TD. Honestly, I feel better already having begun the decoupling from corporate banking perversion. The hardest part is going to be memorizing those 16 strategic digits with no room for error other than my judgment. Cheers to that. A credit union even makes one a symbolic stakeholder. Tag, you're it. Now for my next target. Minuscule Flaxid. Speaking of bad COVID actors. Bad Billy and his philanthropic COVID vaccine humanism. The gates of hell. A perfect fertilizer specimen. When I say specimen, stool sample should be evident. Though it is not Little Billy's COVID virus profiteering and human murder fest that this author will be delving into at the moment. No, we are digitally digging into that profitable virus spreading born in decades prior, and now deep state entity known as Microsoft. Surely you know it, Bad Billy's computer company named so rightly after the characteristics of not only his moral compass, gauge of humanist behavior, true philanthropic existence, but also the lifelong characteristics of his genitalia. Microsoft, what a deep state infected joke. My observational analyses, and real-worldly experiences. Microsoft is definitely worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize. TNT. For new readers, or those with the memory of a goldfish guilty of being a former pothead, just over 2 years ago I wrote an article about how I attempted to contact a fellow free-thinking freedom fighter by means of my email that ran through Microsoft's Office platform. That email never reached its intended destination. The email was sent to the next contact on my contacts list. This malign sabotage was repeated when I attempted to resend the email to the intended recipient the second time around as well. Way beyond suspicious. Infiltration. Even though I have my own website, trust me, I am closer to being cheese whiz than a computer whiz. To me, the above symptom to the disease digital anomaly was no anomaly at all. Surely some nefarious deep state character, of whom I liken to a shallow gene pool existence along the lines of the underground dwelling rot mines in the movie A Boy and His Dog. Someone looking like, say, Jake Whitebread with no crest Sullivan had to have written computer code for such a cowardly act to occur while running it in a shadow substrate tailored specifically for people like me, by people who are so irrationally paranoid and defunct that they fear the 26 letters of the alphabet, occasionally illy punctuated I may add, and not only such, but the alphabetical assembly of myself, if judged according to his parents' educational upbringing, probably has the equivalent of a grade 8 education. I majored in pot smoking. Can't believe I inhaled that crap for so long. Never look back. Only forward to globalist death. Jake Whitebread with no crest Sullivan's parents? What was I talking about? Little Billy's minuscule flaccid deep state digital email fuckery. The tumor has grown and metastasized. A fatal detraction. Okay. Knowing that some mindless, goofy, fugly dark age spook was overtly concerned in shadowing my alphabet existence while he homoerotically rubbed one out to a dearly loved late war photograph of Adolf Hitler with an inset globalist appearance of Queen Elizabeth II as a child oh so proudly giving the Nazi salute in her learned behavior handed down by her purest inbred underground rot mind Nazi creator and financier relatives was definitely reason for expunging such a pathetic entity as Microsoft Office. But my email address was tied to my newly created Carpentry website, and I did not know it was affiliated with Little Billy's minuscule flaccid until after I forked over my hard-earned money. Well, the time has officially come. It has become even creepier in that deep state of shallow minds of perverted codified code writing. Shallow mind deep state idols. Although, Perhaps on the off chance the email branch of Little Billy's minuscule flaccid might have just become so politically correct and inclusive that their sliding scale of inclusivity has gone so cavernously subterranean that it has been relegated to strictly hiring woke, transgender, midget, one-legged albino chimpanzees whose only real-life skill is that of slinging poop and hand-smashing the keyboard in anticipation of a rewarding treat emanating from the trapdoor that used to inhabit their previous laboratory existence. Think Biden administration here, people. Animal testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, World War III. Metastasizing in nature, here they grow. Another Microsoft email symptom was that of not even being allowed to edit contact details in my email, and not only such, but not allowing me to type into the recipient address that of the person whose email it was refusing to let me edit. Those globalist-affiliated cheap thrills. Whoop-de-doo. And these people look in mirrors? My guess is these Jake White bread with no crust Sullivan throne troll lookalikes probably have their mother's dress, groom and feed them before sending them off to work after reassuring them how handsome, smart and necessary they are. Paid for by US and UK tax dollars. Throne trolls either way. The shallow mind deep state Microsoft took it to a new level of depravity just a few days ago. Poop slinging, transgender, midget albino chimps smashing that keyboard while beating each other off under the desk. What a reward. What an existence. I had logged into my email and there were a few messages in my inbox. After reading a couple, I clicked on the inbox button to continue with my alphabet deciphering routine, at which point many of the messages in my inbox shuffled. There were 3-year-old messages at the top of the page and unread messages scattered to the depths of message pileup of your poop slinging, transgender, mental midget albino keyboard smashing chimps. They love the hermaphrodite crown. Beating off King Charles III as he royally screws himself. There is more minuscule flaccid email fuckery to speak of, but I will end it there for this episode. Needless to say, just another globalist infiltrated entity that will very shortly be eliminated from my existence. Everybody I know will soon be getting an email from blank ad and politicians. Com or my non-throne troll country affiliated website that does not engage in pathetically infantile shenanigans that truly expose the lack of intellectual merit, black hole of fortitude, worthy existence deficiency and all-around pathetic dwelling of the backroom shames of supposed superpower abilities that are all too concerned with the alphabetical organization of a former pothead. Guess there must be way too much truth in the objective ideas and observations brought forth from the thoughts of one who refuses to sit back and rot his mind with the ingrained mind-putting express unleashed upon society for distractive purposes while the centuries-long Nazi creators, funders and current accompanying throne troll contingent panic in anticipation of the current societal basking weaving jamboree and just right placement of ample catchment. Rollin'. Though the crimson streams are swollen, keep them heads a-rollin'. Here it is, people, the only qualification needed for deep state admittance, chop chop. Either way, slinger, or slung upon is an unfit role to find oneself in. Sadly, the former and the latter seem to be the foundational construct of the globalist superstructure that has grown all too towering and consumptive in the multifaceted dimensions of sleaze encompassing society's time to turn things around for the better. Where perhaps the beginning of the globalist send starts small by avoiding and exiting the channels so dominated by the corrupt symbiotic perversion along the lines of what one finds with corporate banking, its political affiliation by means of dealing in government bonds and the rewarding of inept financial institutions through bailouts by said sovereign governments who, perhaps not so coincidentally, are inextricably linked to entities like the World Economic Forum in truly what does seem to be a gang of exclusivity void of any humanist or basic moral virtues whatsoever, and have created the conditions through lifelong misinformation campaigns handed out mercilessly by a culturally indoctrinating education and news bombardment of homogenization. I have made my choice. Screw UTD, Microsoft, and other globalist substrates that do more harm than good by elimination of a more diversified environment to navigate and choose within. in the process emitting a grandly homogenized output of drab monoculture in need of a passing through of the proverbial, or perhaps, literal wood chipper. Tag, Urit. CR.